Help me! I'm scared! I won't let them hurt you!
Guilty!
They'll be happy if you had a bone!
Kevin Reese knows it's important to stick together when times get tough. Reese is one of the stars of the play Alice and the Creatures of Wonderland. The Bold Choice Theater Company of Duluth put on the play hoping to get out a positive message against bullying and discrimination. Reese says, like his character the White Rabbit, he was always late. Only he was trying to avoid the bullies at school.
Before my brother graduated, he stood up for me, but then after he graduated, it was like on my own, and I had to stand up for myself and try to figure out a way to get the bullies to stop.
Play director Colleen Doherty says personal experiences sparked the idea to send a message out against bullying by the people who are pushed around.
Many of them have experienced times where they were not respected due to being disadvantaged or disabled. And they spoke very clearly that that would be a good message to give middle school aged kids, because oftentimes that happened to its highest degree in middle school.
13-year-old Grace Ritchie plays the character Alice. She's not disabled, but she knows what it's like to have to face down kids at school.
People at school will find a simple problem or thing that isn't like theirs, and they will try to make it into something to bully you about.
Pete Barnett plays the Mad Hatter. He has hydrocephalus, which includes too much fluid on the brain and spine. He says kids at school used to tease him about his weight. He says it was hard and he had a rough time controlling his anger, but he's taken a cue from his character and learned to control his temper.
You know, don't get mad, just, you know, it's okay to be mad like the Mad Hatter, but, you know, just don't get mad.
Doherty hopes the audience takes something away from their performance, but she says the actors learn too.
What I think our gang is getting out of this, to be honest with you, is confidence. And they've learned how to work with each other under a stressful situation, performing. And for them, that has taught them numerous lessons and skills on how to handle stress in their everyday life.
Everybody in the play is trying to get a positive message out to people and let them know that they need to not be mean to other people and respect those people.
Let us proceed.
In Superior, this is Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.